From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Find solution to food imports, President tells Agriculture Ministry. UK raises $1 billion to support COVID-19 vaccination in Indonesia and other 92 developing countries. Now, the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has asked the Ministry of Agriculture to come up with a solution to reduce Indonesia's dependence on imports of food commodities, I should say food commodities, such as garlic, sugar, corn, and soybeans. As reported by Antara News Agency, President Joko Widodo, while opening the 2021 National Working Meeting on Agricultural Development at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday, stated, he has asked that the issues regarding these items must be resolved on garlic, sugar, corn, soybeans, and other commodities that are still imported. He explained this should be noted and designed well in order for us to immediately overcome the challenge. He also said that Indonesia's population has reached more than 270 million. Therefore, food-related management must be serious. Indonesia has to take agricultural development seriously, especially with regard to imported agricultural commodities. The United Kingdom has helped to raise $1 billion for the coronavirus COVAX Advanced Market Commitment, or AMC, through match funding from other donors, which was combined with the £548 million of UK aid as promised. The fund will be used to help distribute 1 billion doses of coronavirus vaccines to 92 developing countries this year, including Indonesia. To Voice of Indonesia, the British ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Owen Jenkins, on Monday, January 11, 2021, said he was proud that Britain had managed to raise the funds and announced it on the 75th anniversary of the United Nations and the UN commemorated on January 10 in England this year.
Saya bangga Inggris telah berhasil mengumpulkan $1 miliar untuk membantu Indonesia dan negara lain di seluruh dunia.
I'm proud that the UK has raised $1 billion to help Indonesia and other countries around the world get the COVID-19 vaccine. This is a very large amount, which shows the scale of challenges ahead of us and the willingness of the UK to help Indonesia and other countries. Together with our vaccine research and efforts to improve diagnostic and treatment capabilities, this success shows the UK in its best position as a country which is ready to give its best and engage in tackling the world's biggest problems. We should announce this on the day the UN Secretary General commemorates the 75th UN anniversary of the UN by visiting the United Nations first home, which is London, a city of 270 nationalities and 300 languages, where one out of three Londoners workers were born outside the UK. This diversity is an enormous strength, making London a great global hub of ideas, trade and culture. Indonesia and the UK have a strong commitment to a diverse and tolerant community and to find multilateral solutions for our common problems, including issues of climate change, international peace and security, as well as global health. Ambassador Jenkins added that this vital investment will help stop the spread of the disease and prevent future waves, helping to rebuild global condition after coronavirus. The UK uses aid budget, scientific expertise, and diplomatic leverage to strengthen global health and help Indonesia. Coordinating Maritime Affairs and Investment Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan on Monday launched the Proud of Made Indonesian Products, or Gernas BBI 2021 movement at Bali's I Gusti Ngurah Rai International Airport, Yogyakarta International Airport, and Jakarta Soekarno-Hatta International Airport. As reported by Antara News Agency, during the online and offline launch event of the national movement in which 11 ministers participated, Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan urged Indonesians to purchase and use local products made by micro, small, and medium enterprises. He is also happy that Indonesia is all starting to not only talk, but Indonesia also does really buy and use the products of Indonesians. He affirmed it while calling on the public to order and shop for Indonesian artisan products currently available on the online shopping platforms. The minister further appealed to government officials to become brand ambassadors for local products to support MSMEs. Indonesia's Food and Drug Monitoring Agency, or BPOM, approved a COVID-19 vaccine developed by China's Sinovac Biotech for emergency use. It was stated by BPOM Office's Chairwoman, Penny Kalukito, during a virtual press conference on Monday, as quoted by Antara News Agency. She also said CoronaVac has met the requirements for EUA, or Emergency Use Approval. The approval for emergency use was granted after a comprehensive review of the vaccine's interim results of the late clinical trials conducted by Sinovac in Indonesia, Brazil, and Turkey. Result of the trial conducted in Bandung by Sinovac and state-owned vaccine manufacturer Bio Farma showed CoronaVac to be 65.3% effective, essentially clearing the minimum standard set by the World Health Organization for an emergency use approval at 50%. Luquito revealed in Brazil, the vaccine was tested to be 78% effective, while it was found to be 91% effective in the test result in Turkey. Now we move to international news. The Moderna Incorporation on Monday at the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference stated immunity from Moderna Inc.'s COVID-19 vaccine should last at least a year. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the drug maker said it was confident the messenger RNA technology it used was well suited to deploy a vaccine based on the new variant of the coronavirus, which has emerged in a handful of the countries. The company's vaccine, mRNA-1273, uses synthetic mRNA to mimic the surface of the coronavirus and teach the immune system to recognize and neutralize it. Moderna said in December it would run tests to confirm the vaccine's activity against any strain. The company said on Monday it expects to deliver between 600 million doses and 1 billion doses of its vaccine in 2021 and forecasts vaccine-related sales of $11.7 billion for the year, based on advance purchase agreements signed with governments. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un celebrated his birthday with a long wish list of new weapons. It included more accurate long-range missiles, super-large warheads, spy satellites, and a nuclear-powered submarine. As reported by BBC.com on Monday, the military plans announced during one of the biggest political events in North Korea in the last 5 years may sound threatening, and it is indeed a threat. But it's also a challenge. The timing of this message is key as it comes as U.S. President-elect Joe Biden prepares to take office. Mr. Kim, who has also now been promoted to Secretary General, the highest rank of the ruling Workers' Party, is struggling to be heard outside his own country amid the current tumult in the U.S. But if the incoming U.S. administration harbors any hopes of preventing Mr. Kim's nuclear ambitions, now might be the time to listen. Now we end the news with Spain, which is in a race against time to clear roads covered by heavy snow and get COVID vaccines and food supplies to areas affected by storm Filomena. Up to 50 centimeters or 20 inches of snow fell on the capital Madrid, one of the worst hit areas, between Friday and Saturday. As reported by BBC.com on Monday, at least 4 people died and thousands of travelers were left stranded. Overnight, temperatures plunged to minus 8 Celsius or 18 Fahrenheit in parts of Spain, amid warnings by meteorologists that the snow was turning to pitiless ice. The unusual cold wave on the Iberian Peninsula is expected to last until Thursday. The Spanish government said it had taken extra steps, including police-escorted convoys, to ensure its expected shipment of some 300,000 coronavirus vaccines can be distributed as planned to regional health authorities on Monday. Transport Minister José Luis Ábalos on Sunday stated the commitment is to guarantee the supply of health, vaccines, and food. Corridors have been opened to deliver the goods. Well, listener, that was the news.
Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, officially launched the National Movement to be Proud of Indonesian Products 2021, GERNAS BBI 2021, on Monday. The launch of GERNAS BBI 2021 was carried out in three locations: Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport, Yogyakarta International Airport, and Soekarno-Hatta International Airport. This year, GERNAS BBI has the theme Indonesian MSMEs products become hosts in their own country. Through GERNAS BBI, the government of Indonesia is targeting to add 6.1 million micro, small, and medium enterprises MSMEs connected to the digital ecosystem onboarding every year. In his remarks, Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said, "Feeling proud and wanting to use local products are a form of national struggle that can be carried out today." He also appealed to the government officials to become ambassadors for the local products to support the MSMEs. "There is a great hope from the national movement, which was launched by President Joko Widodo for the first time in May 2020. Especially a lot of support provided by various parties. Take for example, Bank Indonesia is committed to continuing to take the role of movement leader through various creative programs that prioritize the digitization of the MSMEs. Through 46 regional representative offices, they will continue to cooperate to support the achievement of 30 million MSMEs connected to the digital ecosystem by 2023. The commitment to support the MSMEs is also provided by the private sector by facilitating credit programs that will help provide adequate capital and complete payment infrastructure to make it easier for MSMEs to do entrepreneurship. Supports by many parties to make the MSMEs products become hosts in their own country is of course not optimal without the support of the Indonesian people itself. Indeed, they are the main key to the success of this program. Being proud alone is not enough to succeed the national movement in Indonesia. The most important point is the act of consuming and using the local products. Never be proud of using local products that have been labeled with international brands whose prices are higher than using local products with local brands made by the Indonesian people. In terms of quality, there's no doubt that many Indonesian products are able to compete globally. However, what must also be considered altogether is how the local products can compete in prices with similar products from abroad. At present, getting a cheaper price, of course, is a reality that cannot be denied. The policy to limit the purchase of goods from abroad through the marketplace might increase sales of MSMEs products in the country. The real action of all Indonesian people taking part in the national movement to be proud of Indonesian products 2021 must be proven. Quoting President Joko Widodo's message at the event of award to be proud of Indonesian products 2020 in December last year, "If 270 million Indonesians feel proud, love, buy, and use Indonesian-made products, this will help reduce the current account deficit and will make the national creative industry growing faster. We wish the national movement to be proud of Indonesian products 2021 to succeed in the country, and also to go global." That was commentary. Today in history, I'll begin with January 12, 1964, when Sultan of Zanzibar overthrown. In 1964, a bloody revolution broke out in Zanzibar, at which time there was a political turmoil. Political chaos triggered a number of black residents to overthrow the Sultan of Zanzibar, Jamshid bin Abdullah al-Said, on January 12, 1964. During the revolution, at least 20,000 people of Arab and Indian descent were killed. A large number of others were forced out of Zanzibar. On April 26, 1964, Zanzibar joined Tanganyika in mainland Africa to form Tanzania. Let's move on to January 12, 1966, when the Tritura rallies occurred. After the kidnapping and murder of several generals on September 30, 1965, the political situation in Indonesia became uncertain. As a result, the price of basic necessities soared. The situation led students to demonstrate in the courtyard of the House of Representatives building on January 12, 1966. The Indonesian Students Action Unit and the Indonesian Student Youth Action Unit, which were members of the Pancasila Front, spearheaded a demonstration called Tiga Tuntutan Rakyat, abbreviated as Tritura, or Three Demands of the People. The three demands are the dissolution of the Indonesian Communist Party and its mass organization, reshuffling the Dwi Korar cabinet and lowering the price of clothing and food. The results of the Tritura demonstration was the issuance of the Order of 11 March 1966, or Super Semar, by President Sukarno, ordering Major General Suharto to restore security and order. I'll end today in history with a great earthquake event in Haiti on January 12, 2010. An earthquake with a magnitude of 7 occurred in Haiti on January 12, 2010. It was the most powerful earthquake that rocked Haiti in more than 200 years, toppling the presidential palace and hilly houses and making the country of about 9 million people appeal international assistance. The death toll from the devastating earthquake is estimated at 100,000 to 160,000. That was today in history.
Hari ini, esok, lusa, dan selamanya hanya ada kau di hati. Kau buatku serasa hidup dalam mimpi. Meski terjaga, tak ada setitik ragu hadir mengajakku pindah ke lain hati. Bersamamu hingga bumi tak bermentari, padamu ku berjanji. Oh, semerbak kasih kita mewangi selamanya, harum abadi lestari asmara. Oh, mari kita menua bersama hingga putih hitam rambut kita. Ku berjanji kan tetap setia. Coba pindah ke lain hari, bersamamu hingga bumi tak bermentari, padamu ku berjanji. Oh, semerbak kasih kita mewangi selamanya, harum abadi lestari. Oh,
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to Cuba, Nana Yuliana, met Cuban Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Ana Yancy Rodriguez, to hand over a copy of the Indonesian President credential letter to the President of the Republic of Cuba, Díaz-Canel Bermúdez, on Monday. As quoted on the Ministry of Foreign Affairs website kemlu.go.id, Ambassador Nana Yuliana expressed her appreciation for the scholarship assistance that the Cuban government has given to 9 Indonesian students to study at the Escuela Latinoamericana de Medicina, or ALAM. 2 of these students have now completed their education and they are in Indonesia. Deputy Minister Ana Yancy promised that Cuba would keep providing medical scholarship for Indonesian students. Ambassador Nana conveyed the opportunities and potential for cooperation between Indonesia and Cuba in several fields to continue to be improved in 2021. She also remarked that economic diplomacy, health and sports are the priorities of the Indonesian embassy in Havana in the future. In addition, Deputy Minister Ana Yancy welcomed the presence of Ambassador Nana as the first female Indonesian ambassador to Cuba and further increased the role of women in international diplomacy. The Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs is committed to finalizing the draft diplomatic and official visa-free agreement in 2021. Meanwhile, Indonesia offers capacity building in the agriculture and fisheries sector to increase Cuban human resources in this sector. Ambassador Ana Yuliana further stated that with the condition of COVID-19, this do not close the opportunity for training and education that could be carried out through virtual media. In the fields of economy, investment and trade, Deputy Minister Ana Yancy welcomed the Indonesian Ambassador's program plan to increase cooperation in the fields of education, trade, health, sports, and biopharmaceuticals that need to be improved. In addition, Cuba and Indonesia have geographical similarities which could provide opportunities for cooperation in agriculture, aquamarine, and many others. That was My Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Hello listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, I'm Rahma, will introduce you to es cuing, a typical drink of Cirebon, West Java. When you visit Cirebon, try to taste a variety of culinary specialties. There are nasi jamblang or rice wrapped in teak leaves, tahu gejrot or fried tofu in sweet spicy sauce, empal gentong or curry beef soup served from a clay barrel, and the legendary es cuing drink. Es cuing is a drink made of jelly as the main ingredient. This jelly is made from cuing leaves or Tiliacora triandra. That's why it is named es cuing or cuing ice. This Tiliacora triandra plant grows a lot in Cirebon and Indramayu. Local people believe this plant as a gastric cooling medicine and heat medicine. As chewing is usually served with bubur sumsum or rice porridge with palm sugar sauce made from rice flour. To make it tastier, it's usually given shaved ice and drizzled with coconut milk and brown sugar as sweeteners. When you eat it, the sweet brown sugar and the savory coconut milk clearly taste on your tongue. This drink is suitable for dry season or summer. It feels very soothing. Besides, this Cirebon typical drink is also filling because it uses bubur sumsum. It is not difficult to find eschewing in Cirebon areas. You can find eschewing sellers in almost all crowded places, such as markets. However, one of popular eschewing is located on Jalan Kartini, Cirebon City. The price of this cold drink is quite cheap. The price is around 3,000 rupiah to 5,000 rupiah per serving. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder. See you in another interesting edition of Indonesian Wonder, our voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bila bunga cinta yang menjadi
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Let's Speak Indonesian. Today, as usual, I will give you a topic, Senam Kesegaran Jasmani, or in English, Body Fitness Exercise or Workout. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Senam Kesegaran Jasmani. Literally means body fitness exercise or just simply workout. At the Car Free Day venue, Kevin asked permission to participate in a mass workout activity.
Ada yang bisa dibantu?
Aku hanya ingin bertanya, mengapa di sini ramai sekali?
Oh, kami akan melakukan senam kesegaran jasmani.
Hari apa saja senamnya?
Setiap hari Minggu, pukul 8 pagi.
Apakah yang berbaris di belakangmu itu juga peserta senam?
Tentu saja. Sebentar lagi, akan tambah ramai saat senamnya dimulai.
Aku jadi ingin bergabung. Bolehkah aku ikut bersama kalian?
Iya, tentu saja. Silakan ikut berbaris bersama yang lain.
Baik, terima kasih.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely Senam Kesegaran Jasmani. Senam Kesegaran Jasmani, which means workout. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Ada yang bisa dibantu? Ada yang bisa dibantu? Which means anything I can help? Mengapa di sini ramai sekali? Mengapa di sini ramai sekali? Which means why is it so busy here? Kami akan melakukan senam kesegaran jasmani. Kami akan melakukan senam kesegaran jasmani, which means we are doing a workout together. Hari apa saja? Hari apa saja, which means what days? Setiap hari Minggu. Setiap hari Minggu, which means every Sunday. Aku ingin bergabung. Aku ingin bergabung, which means I want to join. Bolehkah aku ikut senam bersama kalian? Bolehkah aku ikut senam bersama kalian? Which means, can I do the workout with you? Tentu saja. Tentu saja, which means of course. Kita akan pergi kemana? Kita akan pergi kemana? Which means, where are we going? Kamu akan ikut lomba apa? Kamu akan ikut lomba apa? Which means, what competition are you going to join? Mereka. Mereka, which means them. Anda mau pergi kemana? Anda mau pergi kemana? Which means, where are you going? In the above dialogue, there are the word aku, aku, which means I, and kalian, kalian, which means you, plural. Here both are preposition pronouns. The word aku, aku, which means I, is to show the personal pronouns for the first person singular or the person who speaks, while the word kalian, kalian, which means you, plural, is the personal pronoun for the second person or the opposite person. Example. Aku ingin berolahraga hari ini. Aku ingin berolahraga hari ini. Which means I want to exercise today. Kemana kalian akan pergi? Kemana kalian akan pergi? Which means where are you going? Besides aku and kalian, there are also other pronouns such as anda. Anda, which means you, singular. For example, anda mau pergi kemana? Anda mau pergi kemana? Which means where are you going? Kamu. Kamu, which means you. Example, kamu akan ikut lomba apa? Kamu akan ikut lomba apa? Which means what competition are you joining in? Mereka, mereka, which means they. Example, mereka akan melakukan senam kesegaran jasmani. Mereka akan melakukan senam kesegaran jasmani, which means they will do physical fitness exercise. Kami, kami, which means we. Example, kami akan melakukan senam kesegaran jasmani. Kami akan melakukan senam kesegaran jasmani, which means we will do physical fitness exercise. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to this sample conversation one more time.
Ada yang bisa dibantu?
Aku hanya ingin bertanya, mengapa di sini ramai sekali?
Oh, kami akan melakukan senam kesegaran jasmani.
Hari apa saja senamnya?
Setiap hari Minggu, pukul 8 pagi.
Apakah yang berbaris di belakangmu itu juga peserta senam?
Tentu saja. Sebentar lagi, akan tambah ramai saat senamnya dimulai.
Aku jadi ingin bergabung. Bolehkah aku ikut bersama kalian?
Iya, tentu saja. Silakan ikut berbaris bersama yang lain.
Baik, terima kasih.
So that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesia. I'm Nuku Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Jakarta, aku menantangmu. Mimpi-mimpiku di depan mata, kau perkasa menghadangku.
sudah jauh, ku berlari. Aku tak mungkin mundur lagi. Terlalu lama ku simpan mimpi, takkan mungkin berakhir di sini. Jakarta peluk erat mimpiku, akan ku kejar sampai lelah ini terbayar. Jakarta
tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm Rahma will present a Malay song entitled Pantun Nasehat by Tia Ramon. The song Pantun Nasehat contains verses of pantun or rhyming poetry. Because these rhyming poetries contain advice for living life, that's why the song is titled Pantun Nasehat or Advice Pantun. One of the advice in the lyrics of the song is to maintain politeness wherever we are. Created by Nur Ainun, this song has a fast tempo. Tia Ramon is a singer born in Padang Pariaman, West Sumatra. He is known as a singer who often performs Minang and Malay songs. Well, listener, here is Pantun Nasehat by Tia Ramon. Enjoy the song.
Tanjung Pura. karya. Kalaupun banyak harta dan benda, tidak berbudi kurang sempurna. Kalaupun banyak harta dan benda, tidak berbudi kurang sempurna.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.